Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Victoria, and this is Scaling Up. This is our podcast. We were voted number 20 for one of the top business podcasts in the United States by FeedSpot. We're so excited by having that honor. So today we're going to talk about what 99% of the entrepreneurs do that the 1% don't. This is so important because we get so many questions on what am I doing wrong, what am I doing wrong, and there's 1% that's got it right on the point. So this is episode number 56, season 3, and we like to say that having a successful business is intentional and not accidental. There are actual things that you do, and we've noticed after studying several million-dollar entrepreneurs over the last 20 years that they have 3 to 4 things that they used to do. Now there's up to 8. 8 different things that you do will lead you to a million-dollar business, and that's what we actually talk and teach and study. So let's get started today with our what do 99% of the entrepreneurs do that the 1% don't. 99% of the entrepreneurs have no clue what their brand is. They are not sure, and they're constantly changing it based on what is popular at the time. You'll find people just like one day they're on Instagram, one day they're on LinkedIn, one they're on Facebook. They're all everywhere. So they don't have any kind of brand loyalty, brand consistency. And today we're going to talk about what the 1% don't do. They know what their brand is. They don't change it to fit the current trend. So the 99% are constantly chasing, and they find themselves never knowing who their audience is and what they need to do to make sure that change. So today we're going to go into a little detail on the 8 areas when we talk about business brand building. And at the 8-Figure Business Coach, this is what we teach our clients. Really important. You can have a lot of different things that you work on, but if your brand is not clear and people don't know what you offer, they will not come to you, and you will constantly have to figure out what you're doing wrong and kind of go by the seat of your pants on what you think you're doing right. When you've been in business for years and you're still chasing clients instead of being in the best position where you're getting referred by clients, that is when they're advocating your business. That is a great place to be in, and it's part of the positioning, which is part of building your brand. The number one reason why customers will buy from someone else is because they're not sure, they don't understand who you are, and they aren't clear on how to buy from you. Another reason is they don't feel like your product is going to work for them. Your service or product at the price that you're charging, even if it's not expensive, because that's relative based on the results that you receive. So when we look at that, we've done a survey and a study on 8 areas with your brand that will help clarify each one of those. So how do you get started? Well, basically, we're going to talk about all 8, and we're going to talk about what you can do, because clarity is key. You definitely need to gain your customers' trust, and simplistic is not optional. So those are the 3 things that we like to talk about. So one of the areas is our anchor statement. And when we look at our anchor statement, that's sort of like your elevator pitch. It actually talks about what you do within a 3-second, 4-second spill. It should be quick, to the point. I help customers become million-dollar business entrepreneurs. That's what we do here at 8-Figure Coaching Business. To the point, clear. When you look at your anchor statement, you should feel comfortable saying that, and you should not have anyone have to ask, what is that again? If you're getting that face that they don't know what you're talking about, guess what? It's not clear. It's just that simple. You have not clarified to them what you do in the 3 to 5 minutes that they understand it. That's what the 1% don't do. They're clear. 99% of the entrepreneurs that are average, they're doing it the incorrect way. And the 1% that are in the $5 million to $500 million range for businesses, they're doing it the right way. The next thing you want to look at under your brand development is brand awareness. That's your brand design and your logo, your colors, your font. Do they look the same when you send out newsletters? Are they the same when you go on to your social media accounts? This is brand awareness. We all know we can close our eyes and we can think of a brand that's exciting. Why? Because we see it. We love it. We know it. And this is what you want. You want brand awareness. So work on those logos and work on your font and your design. The next thing, which is really important, this is probably one of the most important, is your unique brand proposition. These are your attributes and your value. This is what you do that's different than most other people that are doing the exact same thing. How do you deliver it different? Is it your guarantee? Is it that you promise you're going to answer the phone within five rings, depending on the business? Is it the experience? You know, that's what you really need to work on, because if there are 55 different industries in the same building or in the same area as you that are working, and now we realize that with social media, it's global. It, you know, with the internet, it's global. You're not competing with someone locally or nationally or regionally. You're talking about international business competition. So you should be able to write down at least three things that you do that deliver your business totally unique. It could be how expensive it is, but you better make sure you can back that up and not just have the prices that do not back up the value and what the results are. My favorite is brand personality. What is your brand? Is it like you're serious all the time? You know, do you have that edge? What is your brand personality? There are actually five different types of brand personalities, and you need to know what yours is and stick with that consistently, because once again, we're talking about having it where everyone knows and they're clear on what you do. The next area is brand promise. What are you promising that your brand is going to deliver? And it's a little different than a guarantee. It's your brand promise. If you actually go to this particular brand of service, this is what you will receive, because we know if we go to Chick-fil-A, we know what type of brand promise they're going to give us, which is different than our guarantee. Really important. I would say our unique brand proposition and our brand promise really work well together with our values and our attributes. Another favorite is brand story. That's your why. Why are you doing your business? If someone were to ask us why at 8-Figure, we love doing at 8-Figure coaching. We love freedom. Freedom is our why, to be able to have freedom. We all saw just a week or two ago what the government did with some of the most secure jobs in our area. We are actually broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. area, and it affected every business, just about. And the government workers always thought they were going to be really secure and they had security in their jobs. Well, guess what? There is no secure job. And sure, if you have a business, you don't have a ceiling and you don't have a floor. You could fall far and you could rise as far as you want, but guess what? It's your choice, depending on how hard you work, consistent, disciplined, and that could be a whole another podcast subject, which we've done before. Five ways that you have to show discipline. So we'll get into that in an upcoming podcast. We get a lot of questions on what we can do to actually make sure that we have self-discipline, which is a necessary thing in business. But your brand story is your why. Why are you doing what you do? Then we have our brand leverage. This applies if you start a new product or service. How easy does it, you know, actually take off? Well, your brand leverage has a lot to do with that. If you have a really great brand that has all the other attributes, awareness, it's unique, you have your brand personality, you've got your brand promise and your brand story, guess what? Your brand leverage is going to work right in there as well. And then the last thing we look at is our brand strategy. And when you include all of these, this ends up being your brand equity. All eight of these, the anchor statement, the brand awareness, your unique brand proposition, your brand personality, your brand promise, your brand story, your brand leverage, and your brand strategy equals your brand equity, which is all about the assets and the money. So when you look at why 99% of the entrepreneurs are average versus the 1% that are the million-dollar entrepreneurs, we like to look at ourselves as million-dollar entrepreneur experts, because we've been able to scale several businesses, and we've also studied very successful business entrepreneurs that are making the million-dollar marks, benchmarks, which is not easy to get, but it's not out of reach. So make sure that you look at these eight areas And if you really want to learn more, make sure you sign up at our Eventbrite, which is the Million Dollar Entrepreneur Workshop. We go into all of this in great detail. It's online. Make sure you sign up. We have classes every Thursday and Saturday, so I'm sure there's a class for you. We'd love to have you and actually go more detail and deep dive into what each one of these are and how that's going to set you to being that million-dollar entrepreneur and not the average one. We actually love social media. So join us on Instagram at 8-Figure Business Coach. We're on Facebook at 8-Figure Business Coach. And make sure you join us on Twitter at 8-Figure Coach. We actually love social media. So don't forget about that. Also, leave a comment at the end of our podcast and sign up. That way you'll know about all our current and up-to-date changes for our podcast, what we're doing, what we're up to. Also, make sure you join us and visit us at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. We've got some exciting programs, and we'd love for you to join us at one of our upcoming events. So until then, have a fantastic week. We'll look forward to seeing you next Thursday. And as always, we appreciate our audience, and take care.